world. Well, today was crazy. It was amazing. Like, it's the first time I do this kind of stuff. I went to 3 different events. One in Santana, another one in Fullerton, and the last one was in Anaheim Hills. It was worth it. Like, I was super tired. Right now, I'm super tired. It's about to be 5 in the morning. But it was worth it because I learned a lot and I connected with some people. Let's start with downtown Santana. They are having this salsa dancing on the streets. And it's going to be the first Saturday of each month. So I'm looking forward to it. There's something about dancing outside. Like, you can feel the freedom and the creativity that it comes with it. I love it. And also, it's good to, if you are like embarrassed of people watching you, because it gives you practice. I felt good because there was like some people that I knew. Like, the main DJ was my homie, and I had fun. I really did. Well, that was one, and after that I went to Fullerton because there was a concert, a salsa concert, and it was packed. I have gone to this concert before a year ago, but it was not that packed. This time it was packed, but you could still dance, and there was a lot of beautiful girls. I was surprised. Like, seriously, I didn't even want to leave. I didn't want to do like my last one, which I was Anaheim Hills, but I had already told my friends that I was going to be there, and also I wanted to tell like a cool story. Like, this is the first time I do that, like 3 events the same day. And okay, well, in Santana, it was good. Like, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, like the freedom of being in the outside and having a good time. Like, when I dance like that, it reminds me a lot of like the streets of Cuba. I don't know if you guys have seen Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. There is a scene where like a lot of people are in the park and they are playing music live and everybody's dancing salsa, and that looks really nice, and this reminds me of it, and it feels good. If you ever have a chance, just check out your Facebook meetups or Instagram or Twitter, and look for places where they do dancing outside, because it's a different experience and I highly suggest it. And after Fullerton, okay, before that, one thing that I want to touch on that is that sometimes I feel pressure, because since I knew that I had limited time to be dancing, I try to dance with as much as girls as I can. And sometimes when I like the dancer, I try to dance extra. Well, this time there was this friend of mine and we were having fun, but since I only dance a little, I asked her to, hey, can you dance with me another one? And you could have totally tell that she wanted to dance with somebody else, because I guess her time was limited too, but she still danced with me. I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I make her dance with me, and I have done that in the past, and I said that I wasn't going to do it, but sometimes I let myself react to the pressure of the situation. But in this time, I'll also let that sink in. Like I said, sometimes I give myself permission to feel that negative energy, but after 30 seconds, 1 minute, I have to change my mental thought. So I was like, hey, look for times that has happened with me. And the funny thing is that one of the girls that I danced in Santana, I remember that one day I wanted to take pictures with her, and you could have totally tell that she was reluctant, because every time I saw her, I wanted to take pictures. So she was like, oh, not again, another picture. But and at that time I felt like, oh my goodness, she is not going to hang around with me anymore. But like, fast forward to right now, like, I see her, and Santa Ana, and then she came to Fullerton, and all of the times she wanted to dance with me. Because just remember, even if you do mistakes, they will not matter if you keep going at it and keep doing a good work and work on your craft. Nobody will remember that. They only remember the victory. They only remember the winners. So if something like that happens to you, you'll say, brush it out of your shoulders and keep going. And the last event was in Anaheim Hills. This one, it was not that packed like last events, but it was good. I still danced with some people, and there was some of my friends. So there was sometimes I was like, oh my goodness, is it worth it to be doing all of this? Like, why am I going to be like spending that much time and that kind of money? But it was worth it. Like, I will do it again, because that it's giving me discipline, work ethic. And yeah, you could tell that, oh, but there's fun and all of that, but sometimes going out every day, it's kind of exhausting. So that will that put me into a test that it, like, use my passion to keep going at it. So and it worked. Like, seriously, I enjoyed it. I had a good stories tonight, and I hope you like the story of today. Again, I'm going to post some of the pictures again in our Instagram. Check it out. It's social_stoic_dance_dancer, and give me your feedback. And like always, guys, keep going at it and keep grinding. All right, good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.